in him. Oh, praise him in the morning. Praise him all day long. I feel like praising him. I feel like praising him.
Jesus.
Say, yes, we do. Praise the Lord. Isn't it good to be in the house of the Lord this morning? Praise the Lord. I tell you what, Brother David Gadman blessed our hearts from the word of the Lord last night. Stir yourself up. It's time to get stirred up in. There's a lot of people stirred up, but it's stirred up about the wrong things. It's time to get stirred up about the cause of Jesus Christ. My mind just went back as he was preaching last night. David and his men had come back into camp. And the enemy, Brother Terry, had come and stole all their goods, stole their wives, all their children. And the men were so distraught and didn't know what to do, they thought of stoning David. They thought of stoning him. They just said, what are we going to do? Everything we've got's gone. But the Bible says this, David encouraged himself in the Lord. I just happened to think of that when Brother David was preaching last night. Sometimes you don't get that phone call that you're looking for. Sometimes there's nobody that sent you a card to encourage you. Sometimes you don't get that pat on the back that you're looking for. Just encourage yourself in the Lord. Where he's brought you from to where he's brought you to ought to be enough encouragement to make you want to run with everything you've got. Give him a big hand clap of praise if you love him this morning. Amen. Oh, has God been good to you? Has he been good to every one of you? Do you love him with all your heart? Are you glad you're a Christian? Are you glad you're living in Satan's Eden and still living for God Almighty? Give him one more hand clap of praise tonight. Praise the Lord. I feel like praising him. I feel like praising him.
Praise him in the morning.
Oh, yes, sir.
Praise him all day long.
Oh, I feel like praising him. Now, why don't we praise the Lord?
Why you have this chance?
Don't you praise the Lord
while you have this chance.
Oh, let's praise him in the morning. Praise him all day long.
I feel like praising him.
Amen. Now, Now I want you to turn around and shake somebody's hand and tell them this. Now look at them when you're telling them this. And tell them sincerely, it's time to praise Him. Go ahead and shake their hand and tell them, it's time to praise Him. Guys, it's time to praise Him. It's time to praise Him. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Let's give Him one more hand clap of praise. You love Him with all your heart this morning. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, it's so good to be in the house of God. Glad you're here. We've come to have church today. Brother David has studied. I know he's ready to bring the word of the Lord, and we're just going to be glad to be in the house of God. I know we're going to have a good time in this service today. The Lord bless you. I'm going to let you be seated this morning while we look at our prayer request. Let me just say, I told Brother Terry over in the library, and I want to say it publicly this morning. How many of you have enjoyed that brother's message on Wednesday night? Amen. Praise the Lord, brother. Brother Terry, you just minded the Lord. And we appreciate the Lord speaking through you and the blessing you was to us. Got several prayer requests this morning. Brother Robert Marrero sent a text this morning. His sister is very, very sick. Just asking that we would all pray on her behalf today, that the Lord would be mindful of her, give her healing in her body. Sister Teresa Roberts wants to offer her thanks, her and Brother Taz, for your prayers, all your calls, all the concern. And her and Brother Taz, they're back in service this morning. Give God a good hand clap of praise for that this morning. Praise the Lord. And I want to mention Brother Bert Grabley's daughter, Sister Pat. Most of you knew who she was. You remember her from being here in the services. I believe it was Thursday, suddenly passed away. And of a heart attack. And so Brother Bird and the family, I know, Brother Gene and his family, they're all just really distraught and tore up over that. Now, we don't feel sorry for her because she is in a much better place. But we certainly want to sympathize and pray for the family, that the Lord would just be mindful of them during this time that they're going to be going through. And Sister Pat was a lovely sister in the Lord, and we just appreciate her Christian walk, and Brother Burt, just a fine brother in the Lord. And we just ask God to be with him during this season that they're going to be going through. Also, I want you to remember a personal friend of mine, Brother Gary Livingston. Of course, you remember Brother Dean Livingston. He used to tune the piano here at the church. Many of you may not know him, but this childhood buddies that I grew up with, Brother Dean passed away about a couple of months back. And Gary is an apostolic minister down in Rome, Georgia. He had a stroke on his brain stem and very serious condition. And Glenda and I spoke with his wife this past week and told her that we would certainly request prayer. And she wanted you to know that she would certainly appreciate your prayers for them. Just good people, good Christian people. Always Gary and Dean. If there's two boys I ever grew up with that was really, really, really Christians, that was two boys that was really Christians. And I certainly appreciate them and their walk with the Lord. And let's just pray for him, the church family, Sister Brenda Livingston, that the Lord would be mindful of them. Give Gary, I think they're going to be taking him to Emory Hospital there, maybe in Atlanta, for therapy and different things to try to get him back to normal as much as possible. So let's pray for that need this morning. Peter Eve sends this in to please pray for my 15-month-old son. He was admitted to the hospital on Thursday with a temperature of 104.9. They have managed to get his fever down, but his condition improves and declines in waves. There have been so many in prayer already. We just ask that you continue to remember him in prayer. So we certainly want to pray for that need. The Lord would be mindful to that child and to that family this morning. We'll have an unspoken prayer request for the Lawrence family. Let's pray that God would undertake that situation in their lives.
I want to pray for our sister Pat Short, not feeling well, so let's remember her as we pray today. Sister Joanne Tessa wants to thank the church for their prayers, their cards, the visits, the fruit basket, and all of their love. She thanks God that she's able to be back in the service and for healing her of pneumonia. Praise be unto the Lord. Sister Joanne, God bless you. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise this morning. Amen. All the unspoken prayer requests, I know there's many needs among this congregation. We just want to commit these things unto the Lord. Could we stand this morning as Brother Daniel comes to take us to the Lord in prayer on behalf of these prayer requests? Trust everybody set their clocks back 1 hour last night. It's a little bit late to be mentioning that this morning, but we're glad to see all of you. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Love this little guy right here too, don't we? Amen. Appreciate you, buddy. God bless you.
Amen. You know, a microbe is a living organism that you can get on the palm of your hand. You could get the whole population of the earth. If you was a microbe, you could get them on the palm of your hand. You could get over 1 million of them in the eyes of a needle. That's how small they are. And the only way that you can see them is with a microscope. And you know, I was thinking about Elijah one time. His servant, the king of Israel, came down against him. And he was going to take him because he was telling what was taking place. Not the king of Israel, but the king was going to take him because he was letting the enemy know what was good. Or the good people know what was going on. Amen. And I remember the servant, all this army came down against him, and the servant of Elijah said, "Alas, alas, my master, what shall we do, or how shall we do?" And he prayed that God would open the eyes of the young man, and when he did, the whole mountain was compassed about with horses and chariots of fire. And I say it that this morning. We might think that we are small in number, but we are compassed about with a great army. Millions and millions of angels and things that we can't even see here this morning. But we are in the presence of a great host. Amen. My Bible tells me whatever we ask in faith believing that God will do it. And I want you to believe with me this morning for these needs. Heavenly Father, once again, we come into your presence. Oh, what a great God you are. How mighty you are, Lord Jesus. How you kept us through all the years, Lord Jesus, knowing that we could be in deep, dark grave. Had it not been for your mercies, for your hand reaching down and saving us and keeping us. Oh, God, we just love you so much. God, we thank you for our church, for our pastor, for these people. Now, God, we bring our petitions, our requests before your throne. God, we pray for the one that lost a loved one. God, we pray for our brother. God, that you'll just be with that family today. God, for every sickness, every request in my hand today, God, you hear every one of them. I pray in the name of Jesus that you move, God. Lord, for our guests over the internet, whoever they might be, Lord Jesus, I pray that you'll be with them. Thank you for our brother David that preached to us last night, God. Pray that you'll continue to stir our hearts. Help us that we'll be strong for our pastor, God. Pray that you'll be with him, whoever he is. The ministers that's out on the field, I pray that you'll be with them, Lord Jesus. God, we commit this service into your hands. In Jesus' name, we pray that you'll take charge. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Amen.
Thank you, Brother Daniel. Praise the Lord. Ushers, if you want to come at this time, we'll receive the morning tithe and offering you give us unto the Lord. If you're a visitor in the service with us today, we want to welcome you. Glad to have you here. Those that are streaming this service, we pray it'll be a great blessing to those folks as well. Aren't you glad that you love the Lord? Aren't you glad He loves you more than you love Him? I'm so glad He keeps us by His grace and mercy. Let's sing a song this morning. I believe it's the testimony of every believer. I've never been this homesick before. How about you? Somebody say praise the Lord. Give Him one more hand clap of praise this morning.
pray as he leads us in the verses of this song this morning.
There's a light in the window, the table spread in splendor, someone standing by an open door. I can see a crystal river.
Hallelujah.
Lord, I must be near forever, 'cause I've never been this homesick before. The family gathering, sweet faces look familiar, but no one's old or feeble anymore. Lord, my lonesome heart is crying. Think I'll spread my wings for flying, 'cause I've never been this homesick before.
Brother Daniel mentioned in his prayer this morning that we are compassed about by a great cloud of witnesses. And as the prophet said, Lord, open that boy's eyes that he can see that there's more with us than there are with them. The Lord would let you see this morning. People permit us to see the people that's standing around these walls, the people that's congregating around here, that's encouraging you. Press on. Keep pressing on. The battle's almost over. The fight's just about over. Victory is in sight. Keep pressing on. Don't you even think about quitting. Don't think about giving up. The battle's over. It's just about a... Somebody say praise the Lord. You better sing that second verse one more time. Sister Pat may be standing somewhere around here this morning. She's encouraging you. Press the battle. Press the battle. Victory's ahead. Victory's in the head. It's just right around the corner for us. Do you believe it with all your heart? Give him one more hand clap of praise this morning.
I can see the family gather.
Oh, sing it, church.
Sweet faces look familiar.
Oh,
no one's old, no fever anymore.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my lonesome heart is crying.
Lord.
I feel like spreading my wings for flying. Cause I've never been this homesick before.
Oh, see the bright light shine.
Church is just about home time. I can see my father, he's standing at the door. This world is just a wilderness. Aren't you ready for
this little chorus just before we change the order of the service this morning. Brother Harry's going to give us a special. Brother David's going to be coming to bring us the word of the Lord. But let's sing this little chorus this morning. Our God reigns, church. Our God reigns. You may feel like you're in the mully grubs the biggest part of your life, but I'm going to tell you something. Your God reigns. Your God is supreme. He reigns this morning. Somebody say, I believe it with all my heart. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Amen. Let's sing about it. Our God reigns. Our God reigns. Our God reigns. Our God reigns. Church, our God reigns.
Yes, He reigns.
As you're seated this morning.
Brother Harry, God bless you.
Praise the Lord. We got all kinds of time. We're in eternity. You knew that, didn't you? The next one down. Do you love Him? Is He your everything? I hope and pray I live my life like that. You know, the other night somebody, we had the scripture on the board, and it just hit me where David said, if I make my bed in hell, he's there. Well, if I make my bed in hell and he's there, it must be because there's a representation of him in me that's there in hell. And I've felt like I've been there a few times, but I'm glad he's never left me. Even when I wasn't a Christian, wasn't what I was supposed to be, I'm glad, brothers and sisters, I'm so glad for predestination.
Who am I that the Lord of all the earth would care to know my name, would care to feel my hurt? Who am I that the bright and morning star would choose to light the way for my ever wandering heart? Not because of who I am, but because of what you've done. Not because of what I've done, but because of who you are. I am a flower quickly fading, here today and gone tomorrow. A wave tossed in the ocean, a vapor in the wind, still you hear me when I'm calling. Lord, you've catched me when I'm falling, and you told me who I am. I am yours. Who am I that the eyes that see my sin could look on me with love and watch me rise again? Who am I that the voice that calmed the sea would call out through the rain and calm the storm in me? Not because of who I am, but because of what you've done. Not because of what I've done, but because of who you are. I am a flower quickly fading, here today and gone tomorrow. Wave tossed in the ocean, a vapor in the wind, still you hear me when I'm calling. Lord, you catch me when I'm falling and told me who I am. I am yours. Flower quickly fading, here today and gone tomorrow. A wave tossed in the ocean, a vapor in the wind, still you hear me when I'm calling. Lord, you catch me when I'm falling and told me who I am. I am yours. I am yours.
Amen. You love him this morning. Amen. Amen. I wonder if we could just sing that song that y'all started off with. Praise Him. Amen. Yeah, I feel like praising Him. I feel better this morning. Amen. Amen. Thank you for your prayers. Amen. So I feel like praising Him. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's sing it. Amen. Feel you like praising,
praising Him. Oh, I feel like praising, praising Him. Praise Him in the morning and praise Him all day long. Oh, I feel like praising, praising Him.
Amen. You believe that?
I feel like praising, praising Him. Praising Jesus. I feel like praising, praising Him. Oh, I feel like praising, praising Him. Oh, praise Him in the morning, praise Him all day long. I feel like praising, praising Him.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. You believe that this morning? You feel like praising Him? Amen. That's what we come to the house of the Lord for, is to praise Him. Amen. I appreciate your prayers and everything. And just, I just was feeling bad last night. And just before I left home, just got, I guess that stomach bug hit me and everything. And so we just... you know, just my wife said, well, you think you ought to cost? Well, no, I already obligated myself. So I said, we'll try to go. And it seemed like the further I got here, just the closer I got, just feels like I kept feeling worse and worse. But we just, you know, feel a lot better this morning. Amen. So we appreciate that. I'm glad my wife got to come with me. She's somewhere here, I guess back there somewhere or something. So we appreciate her being able to come with us this time. Amen. And so we sure do appreciate her being with us. Amen. And I appreciate being here. Appreciate y'all's prayers. Amen. And just because you never know, you know, just I remember one time I went to preach somewhere and got up that Sunday morning and it hit me. And my wife was with me. She said, David, do you think you can? I couldn't hardly stand up. So I called the brother and said, hey, I got to go. I got to go home. So got to the doctor and all he said was it's a viral infection. Said we can't do nothing for you. It just has to run its course. Well, I'm leaving in the morning. I'm going to Jamaica over there. Me and a, you know, another brother, and said we already had our tickets and everything. He said, well, I can change that for you. I said, let me think about it. So we left. Got up there and I had that brother preach that Monday or Tuesday. Then I tried to preach Wednesday. I got about within 25 minutes of my sermon. My hands started cramping up like that. And I thought somebody said, well, you probably was dehydrated. So, but anyway, I appreciate the Lord. Amen. I want to read something to you this morning. Amen. Before we get started here, it's taken from the message, Jehovah Miracles, November the 26th, 1959. Listen to what he says. He said, when a man comes to get the Holy Ghost, you don't care what the neighbors is going to say. You don't care if you shout, you speak with tongues, or whatever you do, it's a past that. You took God at His word. You don't care for criticism. You lost all your devil-made, homemade, intellectual society called prestige. The thing that you want is favor with God. You don't care what the Holy Spirit causes you to do, to shout, scream, or cry, or bawl or anything else you want to do. Anything the Holy Spirit puts on you, you do it because you don't care. You lost all that man-made stuff. You're free in Christ Jesus. The Spirit of God has set you free, and you're free in the power of God, bathing in His beauty, worshiping Him in the Spirit and truth. You're a free person. I'd be standing on my job someday, and the boss said, "Say, I heard you was over there at that Holy Roller meeting and got healed." No, you're not afraid, brother. If you're the seed of Abraham, you count it all joy to stand and testify of the power of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. My people shall not be ashamed. If you're ashamed of me before men, I'll be ashamed of you before my Father and the holy angels. Amen. So I thought that was real good. Amen. Hallelujah. It's time to take a stand. Amen. I mean, everybody else is taking a stand, and, you know, we're thinking about, and I got a quote in here where, and we'll read it at the wall, you know, and all these people, you know, and I think as Brother Darrell Ward said here a while back, or he was somewhere preaching, I think he's out in Arizona, in the Watch Night service this year, and they said the paper, the headlines stated in the paper, 2016, the year of uncertainty, and we can surely see that. Amen. Where I hadn't seen it, you know, I ain't seen it in all my life where people, and in fact, they were interviewing some people, you know, in the news media and asking them about, you know, the ones that were undecided about who to vote for and all that, you know, because Tuesday's election and all that, and people that undecided are under pressure, and they said, and I ain't seen it in all my life about how people are so undecided. The year of uncertainty, uncertain about which bathroom to use and all that. I tell you what, Amen. I tell you what, if the Lord, Brother Homer mentioned one time, my pastor, he said, you know what? He said, if it ain't close now, the coming of the Lord, it'll never be close. Amen. It's more closer than what me and you think. Amen. That's why I want to stir myself. That's why I want to be ready. Amen. So we appreciate you this morning. Amen. So if you have your Bibles, turn with me to the book of Psalms, 126th chapter. Amen. Got a little thought. Amen. I'm not a deep preacher, as you could tell last night, but just I want to speak on this morning. Amen. Maybe it'll help somebody. Amen. Amen. I spoke on it at church back home, and Brother Homer, he was here just shortly after Sister Margie passed. So and I guess he probably mentioned, if he didn't, you know, I'm sure he tells me to tell it wherever I go. He says, tell everybody that we know and those that we don't know, hello. So, and that I'm sure he appreciates each and every one of your prayers for him and everything that this church has done for him. Amen. So, and he's doing a whole lot better. He still has his moments, has his days and everything. And, he needs your prayers and everything. So we just appreciate our pastor. Amen. Psalms 126 verse 5 says, they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. You got a need on your heart by uplifted hand. Let's just pray. Heavenly Father, you saw the hands, Lord. You know what was behind each and every hand, Father. And so, Lord Jesus, we just asked, oh God, that you just come now, Lord Jesus. Lord, may I just move this vessel aside and you do the speaking this morning, Father. Lord, I pray, oh God, that you just help us, oh God. Be with us this morning. Lord, I feel that you're already here, Lord. I know that you're already here because you promised, Lord. You said, where two or three are gathered together, Lord, there you'd be in the midst. Especially if we're gathered together in your name, Lord. So I know you're here, Father. And Lord, when you're here, Lord Jesus, good things are bound to happen, Father. So Lord, we just ask, oh God, that you come and minister to each and every one of us this morning, Lord God. The hands that were raised, Lord, I pray, oh God, that you just, Lord, whatever their need is, Lord, you just minister to them this morning. Whether it be sickness, physically, spiritually, whatever it would be, financial reasons, domestic, whatever it would be, Father. God, something that's troubling, Lord God, some spirit, Father, that you just come on the scene on behalf of each and every one of their needs, oh God. I pray, Lord, now that you just Lord, the scripture, Lord, we know we got a promise. And you said that when the word goes out, it will not return back void, for it to go out and it accomplish what it is sent to accomplish. May it do that this morning, Lord God. May you just anoint the vessel this morning, Lord, that speaks it, Lord God. And use my lips, Lord God, and anoint my lips, Lord. Let me say those things that you would have me to say and refrain from those things that you would not have me to say, Father. Now I pray, oh God, that you just anoint the hearts and ears of the listener, Father, for we ask these things in the lovely name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. I'd like to take a little thought this morning, like I said, just a simple little thought, but we will be coming from three different perspectives on this. And I like to speak on tears. Amen. Tears. And I was thinking about this, and like I said, I spoke on it back home at church, and I was thinking, you know, we've all, in the last couple of months, due to the passing of our precious sister, we've all shed a lot of tears. I mean, we'd be talking to Brother Homer, and he'd begin to remember some things, and he'd just start crying, and you know, and I can't help it, but then I start crying. And there's nothing wrong with it. I mean, you say what they say, well, you ain't much of a man if you cry, but I think you ain't much of a man if you can't cry. Amen. So and then I was thinking about where Brother Homer was just here talking. Me and my wife was talking to him the other day, and he said, and I think she might have told somebody, maybe told Sister Carol last night about how that he just, you know, how he's just felt her foot in his bed the other night, like she was right there. And I said, Brother Homer, I believe that. Because I remember when Brother Branham was talking about the life story and how that when he went down there and the Hope was there, and he said he felt Hope patting him on my back. Said, don't worry, Bill. Said, everything's all right. Said, don't worry. Amen. I thought about that. I thought, God. And I thought about one time when Sister Margie, when I found out about her and everything, I called and I asked Brother Homer. I knew she'd went to the doctor and everything and everything. So I called and asked, and Brother Homer answered the phone. And I said, well, Brother Homer, what the doctor's saying? He said, it's all over her body, everywhere in her skull and her bones and everything. And I thought, man, he started crying, and then I started crying. And I thought, God, amen. And so and my wife said she remembers, she's still got the Sister Margie's phone number on her phone when she called her and said, if you didn't, I want to tell you what the doctor told me, and told her and said, they ain't given me very much time, just several months. And I thought, my. And just, I guess it was kind of a shock to every one of us. But anyway, I want to look at this tonight, this morning, tears. And I want to take it right now from a scientific perspective, if that be all right. So that means crying, sobbing, blubbering, or whatever you call it, from time to time, we're babies and we all do it. We shed tears. We cry. Amen. And tears, they're the clear, salty solution. I don't know that word. Some of these words I had trouble, and I didn't even take time to print them out or whatever, but the proteins and stuff that the tears contain, and man, many proteins and stuff that the tears contain. He said, but the tears are the clear, salty solution by the, and I'll just spell it, L-A-C-R-I-M-A-L, glands that lubricate and cleanses the surface of the eyeball and inner surface of the eyelids. So that's what tears are. And so, like I said, we all do it. And it's an instant, and I looked all this up, you know, on the internet, because the internet, you know, this kind of, everybody Googles and everything. And so anyway, tears are necessary, it says, to keep the eyeball moist. And tears are interested in themselves. So they consist of proteins and other substances which maintain the eye healthy and combat infection. And said, not all tears are created equal. Not all tears are created equal. There's more than one type of tear. See, we thought that tears, when we shed tears, Everything, they're just tears, just tears. And because you cry when you, maybe when you're cutting an onion, you cry when you're stressed, you cry when you're going through something and all that, or whatever we think. But not all tears are created equal, and there is more than one type of tear. The one type is the basal tears, and they are the ones in our eyes all the time. So all of us have these type of tears, which are called basal tears, and they're the ones that are in our eyes all the time, and they serve in lubricating, nursing, and protecting the eye. And then there's the reflex tears. Reflex tears. And what these reflex tears do, they protect the eye from irritants. Like wind. How many's ever gotten, wind, storm, or whatever, and you just begin to shed tears? Well, these reflex tears are to protect the eye from wind, from smoke, or onions. They're reflex tears. And they protect the eye from these irritants. And then there's the emotional tears. And the emotional tears may contain more protein-based hormones, all of which the body produces when under stress. So when you're under stress, these emotional tears, and they pertain more based hormones than all protein-based hormones than all the other types. The reflex tears, the basal tears, these emotional tears, they contain more protein-based hormones. So when you're under stress, and so you ever thought and said, so the body, what it does when you're shedding these emotional tears, the body is getting rid of these chemicals through the tears. You ever heard of people when you're under stress and you're going through something and you start crying, then after you get through crying, you say, "Ma, I feel better now," because you're getting rid of all them hormones. So you feel better. Amen. Oh, my. And see, I didn't know all this was about tears, but you feel better after a good cry, it said. Amen. How many's ever done that? Had a good cry and you just feel a whole lot better. Amen. So that's these emotional tears. And so you feel better, and so they say that infants cry. Amen. Infants cry to get attention. And that's the only way they do it. Brother Brown preached on that about, we need to cry out to God. Said to infants, and you don't just put maybe I'm a sophisticated parent and I'm going to put a little bell here in the crib. And when you get hungry and all that, you just ring this little bell and mama or daddy come to your rescue. But they don't do it that way. They just begin to cry and begin to scream out, begin to shed tears. And so it gets our attention. And it said adults cry to get sympathy. Huh? How many has ever cried to get sympathy? Amen. Let's be honest now. Amen. I've cried a lot of times just to get sympathy. Amen. Or whatever. And so now it says here now. Now listen to this. It also said that a woman now. And this is, the internet now. It said a woman now. They cry 5.3 times a month. 5.3 times a month. A woman cries. Amen. You husbands, you come in and whatever, and you see your wife, she's crying. What's wrong? I don't know. I'm just crying. Amen. I don't know. I'm just crying. Don't talk to me. Don't speak to me. Amen. She's just crying. And so that's usually about, 2 to 5 times a month. And then said a man cries about 1.4 times a month. A man does. So, and then he said, and that says about, that's about 0.5 to 1 time a month. And so it says that if you'll look under, if you'll really look under a microscope, it said cells of a female tear gland looks different than the tear glands of a male under a microscope. And it said also the male tear duct is larger than a female's tear duct. And said so that's why that women said theirs usually runs down their face faster than a man's. Because theirs is much smaller than a man's. And they can cry faster than a man. And they can shed tears faster than a man. Amen. And you say, well, you know, and then it's a time when, you know, and it's all them things and all that, you know, and you get to cry and you get to shedding tears and everything, and you get real nervous and everything, and you know, and it comes that time of life. Amen, that a woman goes through. Amen, and she starts crying and she's nervous and you know, nothing seems to please her or whatever, or you, and maybe you want to help her or whatever, and she said, well, you know, and just things that I'm going through. Now listen to what the prophet of God said. He said, and you husbands to your wives. He said, when they're in that time of life, if she ever was your sweetheart, you let her be right then, cause she needs you. Amen. You sisters can say amen. Amen. She really needs your help. She needs somebody to help her and understand her. Talk to her. Take her up in your arms like she was your sweetheart. And she should be. And understand her, because she's going through a time that her entire makeup is changing. And you must be good to her at that time. Amen. So I say, God, help me. Amen. And help us, amen, to understand one another and everything, because we shed these tears and stuff. Amen. And then, like I said, when a woman goes through this time of change and different things, and then the prophet God said, you men, you brothers, you stick close to your wife then. Amen. How many's ever cried? And you cried, and you seemed like you just cried, and you just couldn't stop, and you cried, and after you cried, you had a headache. Amen. That's because they said you're dehydrated, because you lost, you know, fluid through your tears and stuff. So that's just a scientific part of it. Now I want to look at some scripture part of it, if I can, if that'd be all right. Amen. That was the scientific perspective of it. Amen. About crying and everything. And you know what? You ever heard of, you know, when we was little? You know, your mama, you know how I was hearing, and then we was, Brother Gary the other day at church, he was talking, and you know, we just kind of reminiscing some things, and he was saying, I heard him saying to Brother, you know, when David, Brother Homer's, you know, boy, youngest boy, he said his mama whipped him one time for, you know, for doing something, he started crying, then his mama whipped him again, for crying. And he said, oh mama, what am I supposed to do? You whipped me for doing this, and I'm crying, now you whipped me for crying. You know, shedding tears. Amen. But that's the way it is. Now listen, here's the scripture. Let's get some scripture now. 2 Kings 25 says, turn again and tell Hezekiah, the captain of my people. Thus saith the Lord, the God of David, thy father, I have heard thy prayer. I have seen thy tears. Amen. I believe he's still that same God this morning that can hear our prayer, that can see our tears. Amen. And said, you go tell him, I've heard his prayer. I've seen his tears. Behold, I will heal thee on the third day. Thou shalt go up into the house of the Lord. Amen. Psalms 42:3. David says here, my tears have been my meat day and night, while they continually say unto me, where is thy God? And here David was saying, my tears have been my meat continually day and night, where people are saying, where is thy God? And you don't believe they'll say that. Amen. When you're going through a struggle, when you're going through a battle, especially people on the job or other people that don't quite understand, amen, how that you are a Christian and how that you go through things just like they do. And how that you struggle, but you say you're a Christian, and then they want to criticize you, amen, for going through something, and they'll ask you, say, where's your God at now? Where's your God at now? I remember when the prophet of God, amen, when he was saying, they said, where is your God at now? And there he went in there praying for his daughter and said, little Sharon, daddy wanted to take you and raise you right. It seemed like he said that black sheep dropped down there. God refused to hear his prayer. Amen. And the devil came and shed on his shoulder and said, where's your God at now? Amen. That's how he did. David said, because of that, my tears have been my meat day and night. How many of us has gone through something like that where people said, where's your God at now? Where's your God at now? You say you love God. You go to church. You pay your tithes. You pay your offering. You back your pastor. And now look at you. And David said, my tears have been my meat day and night. Amen. And they came to the prophet and say, hey, did your religion, did you keep your religion? Or did he said, no, but it kept me. Hey, man, I'm so glad this morning that I got a keeper called the Holy Spirit. Amen. That it keep me in the hour of temptation when I'm going through a struggle, when I'm going through a battle, when I'm going through hell and high water. I got something that's called the blessed Holy Spirit that it keep me in the hour. Amen. Though I may shed many tears, though I may cry, amen. But I'll see him someday. I'm going all the way just to see him, the one who suffered and died for me. I might have to cry sometimes, but I'll see him, the one who suffered and died for me. I may have to be talked about, but I'm on my way to see him. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, even the prophet of God, amen, the things he went through. Because Brother Homer, he'd tell me, he said, oh, he's told me many times here lately, he said, oh, if I could have just done things better. If I could have just done, you know, I said, Brother Homer, you done things just like you were supposed to do. Y'all were meant for each other. Amen. Like Brother Homer told me one time, said, you and your wife, said, y'all just fit for each other. Amen. And I'm glad. Amen. I told somebody the other day while I was preaching somewhere, I told her, I said, that little lady back there, she keeps me in check every now and then. Amen. Because maybe I'll try to say something, do something, say, now, David, you know that art not, you are not done that. Or you know you shouldn't do that. Don't you think you're a call make that right or do this? Amen. I thank God for a God-fearing wife. Amen. One that loves the Lord. Hallelujah. I believe that one of these days, just any moment now, I'll be able to take her by the hand and we'll grab a hold of each other and take a body change together. Amen. No more hurting, no more suffering, no more headaches, no more going up to a grave and seeing a grave. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Even the prophet of God on that film, Deep Call of the Deep. Amen. He shed tears. Amen. When he was saying, he backed up and he took his handkerchief, began to wipe his face and said, excuse me from being a baby, but there's something that gets in me when I go to talking about him. Amen. Oh, I want that to be me. Amen. Not when I talk about, and it's good to talk about Brother Branham. It's good to talk, but when I go to talking about him, amen, there should be something that gets in my heart. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, there's a book of remembrance wrote, amen, about those who talk often one to another about him. Amen, that's the book I want to be in. Amen, I may not be in who's book or whatever, but as long as I'm in that book. Oh, Brother Terry, we may get together, we may talk about cars, we may talk about this, we may talk about all these kind of things, but when we go to talking about him, that God's got it in a book. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Brother Homer told me, he said, I just don't want to lose the memories. Amen. He was preaching here the other day at home, and he was saying, you know, even the prophet of God, amen, when he suffered and he lost his wife, during, I think, 1937, the Ohio flood, I think that 1959, preaching on life story, 20 years later, he still said, I can't preach no more. Started crying. He said, I can't go on no more. I just got to lay it right here, finish. He was thinking about her, you know, his first wife. She was a Christian. Just started sobbing. I thought, God, amen. So David said, my tears have been my meat day and night, while they continually say unto me, where is thy God? Isaiah 25:8 says it like this. He will swallow up death in victory, and the Lord will wipe away tears from off all faces, and the rebuke of his people shall he take away from off all the earth, for the Lord has spoken it. Amen. Isaiah 38:5. Go and say to Hezekiah, thus saith the Lord, the God of David thy father, I've heard thy prayer, I've seen thy tears. Behold, I will add unto thy days 15 years. Jeremiah 9:1. Now, Jeremiah was a prophet, and he was called the weeping prophet. Amen. Because he wept for his people. Amen. Somebody said it would do a minister good. Amen. Before he stepped out in the pulpit, just to weep. Amen. And cry. Amen. Before God, because he was going out there to face and preach to a people. Amen. To purchase people of God. Amen. Oh, Brother Terry, amen. To go out there and stand before God's purchase people. Amen. And to preach to them. Amen. It's something, amen. It's an honor. Yet it's a time that, amen, we just wanna. I wanna God say, God, you help me, because I wanna be an example. I don't wanna be a stumbling block, but I wanna be an example to those about me. Amen. And so Jeremiah was called the weeping prophet. In fact, one time the people came to him and said, Jeremiah, we want you to talk to the Lord and ask him what we should do. And when he came back and told them what the Lord wanted them to do and what they should not do, you know what they said? We ain't going to hear you. Can you imagine? After they done prayed or asked Jeremiah, to go and ask the Lord. And when he asked and God, he told them what God said for them to do and what not to do, they got mad at him. Can you imagine? No wonder. Amen. Man, you know, sometimes I feel sorry for pastors. Amen. I'm glad I just can go in, get my message out, and go home. And I don't, amen. But pastor, he has to stay here. Amen. Every now and then I told Brother Holman one time, I said, I don't see how y'all do it. Just stay here, you know, and all this, and have people come to you, and you try to give them advice and talk to them, tell them what the scripture says, tell them what the prophet said, and they'll walk out and do the opposite of what you told them. Amen. I thought, God, amen. Oh, no wonder David said, my meat have been my tears have been my meat. But here Jeremiah 9:1 says, oh, that my head were waters, and my eyes a fountain of tears, that I might weep day and night for the slain of the daughter of my people. Amen. Jeremiah was talking. He said, oh, that my head were water. Amen. And my eyes a fountain of tears, that I might weep day and night for the slain of the daughter of my people. Again, in the same book, Jeremiah chapter 13, verse 17. But if you will not hear it, my soul shall weep in secret places for your pride. Listen, he said, but if you will not hear it, my soul shall weep in secret places for your pride. I wonder how many times that you hear as a congregation of people, and not trying, but I wonder how much, how about my pastor? Many times, and speaking to us as he went off, and he began to weep in secret places because of our pride. Your pride, my pride. Because we didn't want to do what the Word told us to do. Amen. We didn't want to do what the scripture said for us to do. What the message of the hour. He said, but if you will not hear it, my soul shall weep in secret places for your pride. And my eyes shall weep sore and run down with tears because the Lord's flock is carried away captive. Amen. He wants to tell you, because the pastor, he's got the mind of God for the congregation. He's got the heartbeat of the people. Amen. And when he comes out, amen, sometimes God says, why don't you say, this is what you need to say. And when he says it and you won't listen, he says, oh my, and then you're carried away captive because you won't listen. Then he weeps in secret places. His eyes run down with tears. Amen. I wonder sometimes how much I put my pastor through. Amen. Again in Jeremiah, the 14th chapter and the 17th verse. It says, therefore thou shalt say this word unto them. Let mine eyes run down with tears night and day. And let them not cease. For the virgin daughter of my people is broken with a great breach. With a very grievous blow. He said, let mine eyes run down with tears. Night and day, and let them not cease, for the virgin daughter of my people is broken with a great breach. Again, in St. Luke 7:38, talking about this woman, amen, that wiped his feet with her hair. You remember the story that Brother Bram said about that little messenger, that he was probably perspiring, it was hot during the day, he was perspiring, he'd go this way, he was trying to find the Lord Jesus, so that he could invite him to his master's house for the feast. And it was hot. And he'd get to a city and he said, well, he was here, but he's gone on. He'd run. He said, he'd probably run through and all that. And said, but when he got there, he said, if I'd have been him, if I'd have been that courier, I'd have said, Lord, Master, I got many sins. I want you to forgive me. But he wasn't interested in that. All he was interested in was, I got to get to your master because I got a message from my master to your master. That I want to invite him, and my master wants to invite him to a feast. But all he wanted to invite him was so that he could make fun of him. So he could show the people he ain't what he says he is, or what you think he is. Amen. He said, I'd have knelt down there. Amen. And I asked him, but listen what he said in Luke 7:38. And stood at his feet behind him, weeping, and began to wash his feet with her tears. And did wipe them with the hairs of her head, and kissed his feet, and anointed them with the ointment. Oh my. Acts 20:19 says, serving the Lord with all humility of mind, and with many tears and temptations which befell me by the laying weight of the Jews. Paul said, serving the Lord with all humility of mind, and with many tears and temptations which befell me. Amen. I thought, my. Again, he says, therefore watch and remember. In Acts 20:31, therefore watch and remember that by the space of 3 years, I ceased not to warn everyone night and day with tears. He said, I ceased not to warn everyone night and day with tears. Then in Revelation 7:17, for the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them, and shall lead them unto living fountains of water. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. Amen. Now that was just some scripture perspective on tears. You know, we read, you know, talking about scientific. Then we talked about even you know, even in the scientific deal, you ever told your kids to hush up them crocodile tears? But you know what? It's true. Crocodiles do shed tears. They said because they got a third eyelid. And they shed tears and said, they're not the only animal. There's about 7 other animals along with crocodiles that really shed tears. So I thought, my, that's amazing. Amen. So now we looked at the scientific. We looked at some scripture. Now let's look at what the prophet of God said. Amen. If that be all right. Let's look at notable tears of different kinds. Brother Bram said, on God's provided way of dealing with sin, 1954. He said that when God pronounced a judgment, he said, because you listened to your wife and not to God, I took you from dust. Thus thou shalt return. Eve, because you listened to the serpent instead of your husband, what he would do to her, and the serpent and so forth. Then I can see Adam and Eve starting. His big black shaggy hair. I wonder how he knew that. Oh, we had something in our day, Brother Charlie. Hey, man, oh my. He said his big black shaggy hair. I believe he had insight, Brother Terry. Hey, man, there's been times when I've been listening to taking just different testimonies and people, and Brother Bram was preaching. Then he'd become under that anointing. He'd begun to discern the sin, and he didn't know whether he was there, whether he was somewhere else or what. And he'd come out many times, and Brother Billy Paul tells him many times he'd come out, and he'd begin to shed tears and begin to cry. He said, Billy, take me home. Take me home. He said, I want to go see Mom. I want to do this. He said, Daddy, you can't. You're in this meeting. But he done it because me and you, because of love for me and you. To get a gospel out, that means you could be ready for a rapture. Amen. Amen. So he said his big black shaggy hair, tears running down their cheeks. Walked over Eve's most beautiful body. Adam's big strong arms and shoulders down across his legs, the blood running beneath those sheepskins. As they started walking away, I can hear something going. Brother Bram makes a slapping noise. Slapping. What is it? It's those old bloody sheepskins slapping around Adam's leg. Listen again. Law having a shadow. 1954. Look at that now. I see his shoulders stooping around his big body here. Comes an old bloody sheepskin. Running down those big manly legs comes blood. Tears is dripping off his cheeks. Patting on the top of Eve's head as she leans over on his bosom. And little Eve crying. The tears patting down as it mixes with blood running down her bosom. What's the matter? Something's happened. They can cry now. They're mortal. They're dying now. He says, there you are. He said, they're crying. He said, I see them. He said, them sheepskins slapping around his legs, them big manly legs. Tears running down his cheek. Patting Eve on the top of the head. And her crying. Amen. So there's something's happened. They can cry now. They're mortal. Oh, but one of these days, brothers and sisters, we're going to a place where we won't have to cry no more. Won't have to shed tears no more. Hallelujah. Listen again. He said, to come to the altar with a dry-eyed confession is a tradition. He said, you should die there. Amen. You should die there to your sacrifice. As you identify yourself there that you are dead. Amen. He said, buried in Christ. The world is dead behind you. And you're to walk in a new life with Christ Jesus. In His resurrection. Loving His Word. Taking His Word. He said, come to the altar. A dry-eyed confession. He said, that's just a tradition. I mean, we don't have to cry. You know, all of us are made different. Amen. There's some fat ones, skinny ones, bald-headed ones. Oh, that's just God's bouquet. Amen. But when we come, he said, I hate them Billy Graham altar calls. When they come up punching one another, chewing gum, telling jokes. He said, you're going to death. And you shouldn't be. If anybody's going to die, they wouldn't be joking around. Especially if they wasn't right with God. Amen. But he said, it's a confession. He said, what you got to do, you got to die there. Die to your sacrifice. Die with your sacrifice. Help us, Lord. Again, on Perseverance, 1962. He said, here he goes. Stooped shoulder. Crying. He weeps when you weep. Talking about him. He weeps when you weep. Oh my. A high priest that can be touched by the feeling of our infirmities. He knows what you're going through this morning. Amen. If you feel that you've been rejected, he knows what you go through. Because when he looked over there, stood on the mountain, looked overlooking Jerusalem, he began to cry, oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem. How oft I would have gathered you as a hen with her brood, but you would not, said you missed your day of visitation. And he cried because he was rejected. Many times the prophet of God said, after a healing campaign, he would sit over on a rock crying out, his head hurt. So when your head hurts and you're going through something emotional, and you say, oh, my head, he knows what you're going through. Amen. He said he weeps when you weep. He feels your pains. He's a high priest, can be touched by the feeling of your infirmity. Weeping, going down to the grave, knowing what the Father had told him. For he said he did nothing till the Father showed him. There he was, see, going. He was going to raise him, but he could weep humanly with humans. Going to the grave, weeping, but when he stood there, oh my, he said, take away the stone. Amen. Why? Because the Father had already showed him. Amen. That's why he went on. Amen. Can you imagine? The prophet tells it so plainly. Amen. How that, you know, Mary called for him. He went on a little further and everything didn't come. How would you like that? They probably could. He said, if they had a right, they could have went out there, and Mary and them could have went out there. Martha said, hey, listen, we left everything. We left home. We left family. We left our jobs just to follow you. And now when we need you, your friend is died. And when we needed you, we called for you. You went a little further and you didn't come. Well, we ain't going to follow you no more. Wonder if that would be us. Amen. And you would call and say, Brother Donnie, listen, I need prayer. I'm sick. I need something. And he'd get in his car and go hunt on a hunt trip. I wonder if we'd be back in the morning or Wednesday night. Amen. But Jesus said, I only do what the Father tells me to do. Amen. And remember that woman came to Brother Branham and told her, said, Brother Branham, I got one thing against you. Said, you preach too much on Jesus about him being divine. He said, Ma, that's the only thing you got against me. He said, well, I guess I'm doing all right. He said, but you preached about him being divine. I can show you where he was just a man. by the scripture. He said, all right, show me. And he took him, she took him over there to John 11. He said, I knew where she was going. Said, Jesus wept at the grave of Lazarus. She said, lady, is that all you got to stand on? That's about as thin as the broth made off a shadow of a chicken that's half starved to death. Amen. Said, I can tell you something. Yeah, he was a man. He cried at Lazarus, but he was more than a man. When he said, take away the stone, he said, Lazarus, come forth. That was God. He was a man when he was tired in a boat. But when the storm was coming up and they woke him up and he put his foot on the rail of the boat, he said, peace be still. Amen. He was a man when he was after fasting 40 days and nights and he's hungry. Amen. More than a man when he took little three fish and five loaves and fed 5,000 men and women, children. Can you imagine? More than a man. But he weeps when we weep. He cries when we cry. Again, in desperation, 1963, listen what he says. He says, Hannah, a barren woman in the Bible, she wanted a son. And she got to fasting for him. And she fasted and prayed until even the priest at the temple thought she was drunk. She was in such desperation. With the rest of women watching what kind of bonnet the other one had wore, you know how it goes. And the other one seeing what kind of clothes they had on and talking about the things going on the farm, but not Hannah. She stepped right through the whole crowd and went to the altar. She'd been fasting. She wanted her reproach taken away. Amen. He said, what a difference it is today. It's almost a reproach to have a child. Amen. Then it was to have one. It was a reproach not to have one. And she got on her knees and she never noticed the dignity of the temple. She never noticed the dignified priest as he walked out. She was in such distress until the tears were rolling down her cheeks and she was crying in desperation. Oh Lord God, give me a son. Give me a son. There was Hannah. He said in such desperation that she didn't know the big dignified priest. She didn't know the dignity of the temple. Amen. She didn't know church protocol. She didn't know about who was sent. She didn't care about who was sent by her. Who was sent by side her. What sister so-and-so wore. How brother so-and-so combed his hair. Amen. All she knew said she wanted a son. And she got desperate. What about me and you tonight this morning? What about having the baptism of the Holy Ghost? Not just on the flesh. Not just on the spirit. But down on the inside of the inside till we could be like Hannah and get so desperate and we come to the altar and we start crying and shedding tears. Hallelujah. Say, give me a son. Give me a son. I think it was Rebecca. Hey, man. Jacob's. Hey, man, why? Said, I want it. Give me a son lest I perish. She wanted some children. Amen. What about us? Give me the Holy Ghost. Amen. Give me the Holy Ghost, Lord. Amen. The Bible said that even the priest Eli thought she was drunk. When's the last time, amen, you ever got beside yourself and the people thought you were drunk just because you wanted the Holy Ghost? Amen. I don't think there's nothing wrong with that. Amen. What the prophet God say? A dried out confession was just a tradition. Amen. It's time to break traditions. Amen. Hallelujah. And say, God, I need the Holy Ghost. Amen. Like that guy said, Lord, if you don't give me the Holy Ghost, said you're going to find a pack of bones when you come back here. Because I need the Holy Ghost. What about me and you? I need something more than just coming to the church, hearing a few good songs, hearing a few good specials, hearing a good sermon. I need more than that. I need something that's real, something that'll keep me, something that'll make me live what I'm talking about. I may have to shed tears. There was a song penned maybe in the 70s, I think it was. Listen what it says. It's called Tears Are Language. It said, often we wonder why tears come into our eyes and burdens seem to be much more than we can stand. But God standing near, He sees your fallen tears. Tears are language God understands. When a grief has left you low, it causes tears to flow. And things have not turned out the way you had planned. But God won't forget you. His promises are true. Tears are language God understands. And the chorus is, God sees the tears of a broken-hearted soul. He sees your tears and hears them when they fall. God weeps along with man and takes him by the hand. Tears are language. God understands. Hey, man, I'm glad he understands them. When nobody else can understand them, God does. Hallelujah. When nobody else can see my tears, God does. Amen. Brother Brandon said it like this. He said, talking about that woman that washed his tears. We read out St. Luke. He said, Brother Brandon said, tears of water from the fountain of a penitent heart. From a heart pouring out tears. From our heart pouring out tears. What a blessing. Tears of purity. Repentance. Tears of repentance. Pours down, washing the dirty feet of Jesus. Oh God, have mercy. Tears of regret. Amen. Can you imagine tears of repentance? Tears of a penitent heart. Amen. That are flowing down. Amen. Tears to wash the dirty feet of Jesus. Amen. Brother Branham said it like this. He said, the Frenchman called him Jesus. He said, Jesus with dirty feet. I wonder today, amen, we've invited them here to Happy Valley. Amen. Said, come, Lord. Have your way in the service. Amen. Show yourself strong in the service. Have your way, Lord. Help Brother Lewis. He would lead the singing. Help those that would sing specials. Help those that would play the instruments. Help Brother Donnie or whoever's preaching. And then we invite him and he comes. Because the prophet said he'll go wherever he's invited. But then when he gets here, he sits over in the corner with unwashing feet. How did he ever get there? How did he ever get there? How did that foot wash flunky miss him? With unwashing feet. How did he miss him? Sitting over there in the corner. Oh, so Brother Brown said, I wish I'd have had his job. Hey, man, I wish I'd have had, oh, God, just to walk. But you know what? I can't. When I, in communion, when we take the Lord's Supper, and I'm washing my brother's feet. Amen. And I want to do it with humility. Amen. Because Jesus said, you do these things in remembrance of me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. I don't want him sit over in the corner, but I want to give him glory and praise and honor. Amen. Now let's look at other kinds of tears. Amen. Listen to what he said. Manifestation of thy resurrection, 1954. He said, not upon our churches, Lord, not upon our membership, but upon you, Lord. We confess our sins. We are guilty, and we have no way of standing. You stood in our place, and we love you, and our hearts burn within us for you. And I long to see the day, Lord, if I could only kneel humbly at your feet. If you'll just let us pat your feet, bathe it with our tears of gratitude. I believe he really meant that. Amen. I believe he really meant it. He said, oh, we could just pat you, your feet. Amen. And bathe them with the tears of our gratitude. Amen. Oh, my. Just to get over there, Brother Charlie, and say, we've made it. We made it. Hallelujah. In spite of all of our failures, in spite of all our unbelief, we made it. We made it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm looking forward to that day. Amen. Trump ain't got nothing for us. Hillary ain't got nothing for us. What I'm looking for is a rapture, a change of this body. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I told Brother Homer, my wife told him, Brother Homer, it can't be too much longer and we'll be over there with Sister Margie. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Tears of gratitude. Listen again. Straight as the gate. 1959, he says, and when we see our hearts are unconcerned, oh, we enjoy a good message to listen on the radio or go to the church. Instead of the radio now, it's live streaming. Whew. Amen. We appreciate a good message. We don't mind speaking of Jesus somewhere, but Lord, is sin so a burden to us that it brings tears to our eyes? Crying and standing against it. Everything, the abomination that's did in the city, Lord, let the angel of God see that upon us and mark us. He says, grant it, Lord. He said, is it so a burden to us that it brings tears to our eyes? Amen. I may not travel like Brother Darrell and Brother David Seiler and them do. But just go to places and you see people bound. You see young people that are bound. You see them that dress wrong and do wrong and all that. Brother Charlie, it just brings, God, help them, Lord. Help them, Lord. You remember the prophet of God said when he told his daughter about that eagle that was caged in that zoo, and I think it was in Cincinnati, Ohio. He showed him about that. He said, but I can show you another worse condition of that, where a man is caged in sin, where devil's got him bound when he should be free and living in Christ Jesus. Amen. But the devil's got him caged in some kind of sin. Amen. Oh, God, help us this morning. Amen. It should bring tears to our eyes to see people that's still caged up in sin when we should be set free and living for Christ and be able to raise our hands and say, I love you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Again, he says, on Door to the Heart, 1960. This is where you remember when Brother Welch Evans got bit by that rattlesnake. You remember that? I was telling them, and now I ain't too much of a fisher. Man, in fact, I don't hardly unless somebody takes me, and I ain't trying to hint because, you know, I told somebody I'd rather go shopping. I would. I'd rather, though I ain't got much money to buy something with, but I'd rather go down to Dillard's or something and look around and just look, you know, and just stuff like that. I like to go, you know, you may be crazy. You say, well, do you hunt, Brother David? Yeah, bargains at Dillard's and Walmart's and stuff like that. Amen. And so, but anyway, but I do like to go Bass Pro Shop every now and then. One time we went somewhere, and I don't know if my wife still got it. We got it somewhere. I set up in one of them boats, and she took a picture of me so we could just, you know. Hey, they take selfies of one another. Might as well just get in that boat, let her take a picture. Amen. But anyway, somebody took me fishing. I went and visited with him. He said, now, Brother David, I want to take you fishing in the morning if you want to. I said, well, I guess it'll be all right. We got up the next morning, and Sister Carol, he's going to take me out there. Said, and this is in Florida. And she goes, now, listen. He goes, now, listen, Brother David, we got some bad snakes. Some nasty snakes here. And I thought, oh my. Why did I say that I'd go? I said, oh, and I just thought of that about Brother Welch Evans. Listen to what he said. He said, oh, Brother Evans, merciful God, what can I do? I remember the scripture. What was it? Someone knocking at the door. I'm the Lord thy God. I'm a very present help in the time of trouble. I remember he said, thou shalt tread on the head of serpents and scorpions and nothing. And nothing in no means shall harm them. I laid my hands on his foot, him screaming, the tears dripping off his cheeks like that from pain. I said, Heavenly Father, I'm knocking at your door. We're in a state of emergency. Have mercy, O God. And you know the rest of the story. Again, he says it like this. He said, on to whom shall we go? 1960. Do you believe the good old time, heartfelt salvation, brings tears of joy and happiness and peace that passes all understanding? Amen. That good heartfelt religion that brings tears of joy. Amen. Listen again. Question and Answers, 1954. You remember they made fun of Brother Branham. Caught him when he was a little kid. He's packing this girl's book, and them bunch of kids grabbed him in school, called him a Kentucky squib or a squall, something like that. Beat his mouth in, you remember? And he went and got that gun. Listen, he said, I stepped out with a hammer. Pulled back on the rifle. I said, now, which one of you wants to die first so you won't have to watch the others? They started squealing. I said, then don't squeal because you're all going to die one by one. And I'm in it. And just then they started squealing. I pulled up and snapped. The gun snapped. I threw another shell in, snapped. It snapped. Another shell snapped. It snapped. And I pumped 16 shells on the ground. Every one of them snapped. Them boys running and screaming and diving over the hill and everything. And after they all left, I stood there. When I'd get so angry till I wouldn't cry. I would laugh like an idiot. And tears run out of my eyes. He said, now that's a temper. If it hadn't been for God, I'd been a murderer. He said, and I picked up them shells and put them back in the rifle. And pow, pow, they're just as good as, they shot just as good as ever. Talk about grace. Amen. But he said, I couldn't cry. He said, I'd laugh like an idiot. Now that's what he said. So tears would run down his, that's, he said, that's a temper. How many have got? Amen. Now let me read you this. Listen again, he says. 1954, Question and Answers. He said, but it's accepting the person, Christ Jesus. And these other things come right on in, and they fit together like every member in his body this morning. Let this little group of people, if we could pull the curtains down along on each side, and every person in here receive the person, Christ Jesus. There wouldn't ever be a fuss. There would never be no argument. There'd be just perfect love. Yet you still believe this and believe that, but it'd just be so full of love. See, that's it. Now Jesus said, by their fruit you shall know them. And the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, goodness, meekness, gentleness. Now I'll give you my estimation of what I think the closest thing to evidence that a man is a Christian than anything I know of. You know what it is? It's a travail of soul. A person that's always so hungering and thirsting for God. They just simply, day and night, they just can't stand it. They got to do something for God. They're full of love and they're just so travail, just travailing all the time. The Bible said, he that goeth forth sowing in tears will doubtless return again, rejoicing, bringing with him precious sheaves. Is that right? All those things. It said, a hungering and thirsting for God. He said, that's what his estimation of a real Christian was. What about it? Are we real Christians this morning? He said, a soul travail, just hungering and thirsting for God. Amen. Can I just give me a few more minutes? It'll be all right. You may say, Brother David, would weeping ever cease? Will crying ever cease? Will shedding of tears ever stop? Listen to what he says. Straight is the gate, 1959. He says, straight is the gate, said Jesus, and narrow is the way. And you that think that millions and all you Methodists, Baptists, Presbyterian, Pentecostals going in, let me unquote, message believers, quote. He said, you think you're going in? You'll be fooled at that day. Whew. What about us? You know, sometimes because we think, you know, remember what the prophet God said when they seen that cross hanging up in his window, on his mirror. He said, oh, Catholic. He said, when did the Catholics ever have a monopoly on the cross? Oh, we're in the message. We're going to heaven. Oh, when do we ever get a monopoly on going to heaven? Just because we're in the message. Amen. Just because we say we believe the prophet. Amen. There was many that believed Moses. Came out with Moses. Drank the same spiritual drink that Moses. Amen. Saw the pillar of fire. Saw the cloud by day. The pillar of fire by night. And died in the wilderness. What about us? Amen. Don't give us no rights to heaven just because we say we believe the message. Amen. Amen. He said, you'll be fooled at that day. Jesus said, many will come and sit down in the kingdom and say, I have a right to be here. What an attitude. I just want to say, thank God I'm here. Thank God I'm here, Lord. Amen. Amen. But the children of the kingdom shall cast him out. They'll be weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. It's better take inventory this morning. Christian, there'll be 10 times, million times, millions of professed Christians staunch in their life that missed the gate. Jesus said so. Amen. Oh my. Again, 1959, church dedication. And the great, beautiful life that our Lord lived was instrumental in God's hand. But it could never be a perfume until it was crushed and mashed and spit on and squeezed the very life out of him at Calvary. That made the anointing for us. He was the lily of the valley. What do you get out of lilies? Opium. What does opium do? It soothes pain. It puts you to sleep in a dreamland. What does the Holy Spirit do? The opium of the Holy Spirit ceases. It eases every pain. Takes away every tear. Mends every heartache. The lily of the valley. Thank you, Lord. Revelations 21:4 says, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrowing nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things have passed away. One more, and then we'll close. Listen to what he says. Deep call to the deep, 1954. And when life is all over here on earth, the last prayer has been prayed. The battles are all done. Smoke's dried up, gone away. Arms in stack. The Bible's closed. And we come up to your house. That great morning breaks, eternal bright and fair, when the chosen ones shall gather to their home beyond the skies. As the poet said, Lord, when we see that great table stretched out there for that supper, thousands of miles long, looking across the table to each other, battle-scarred veterans.
Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, my. Remember the story? And I don't believe Brother Bram just told stories just to be filling in space or time or whatever, but he told that story about that man or that king that came riding in his chariot and he was looking for a soldier to ride beside him. Well, everybody, every soldier started polishing their swords, polishing their shoes and everything. And then there was this one little soldier as they was marching. He didn't have his shoes polished. His armor had dents in it. Amen. He looked ragged. And the king said, son, soldier, where'd you get all them scars? Where'd you get the, why's your armor so dented in? Why ain't you shoot? He said, because I've been on the front lines for my Lord, for my king. He said, come and ride by my side. Amen. Come and ride. That's what I want to be. I may be in battle. You may be battle scarred veterans, but that's the one that's going to ride by his side. Hallelujah. He said, battle scarred veterans. Tears of joy running down our cheeks. The king comes out in his beauty, holiness, walked down along the table and takes his own hands and wipes the tears from her eyes, saying, don't cry no more. It's all over. Enter into the joys of the Lord. The toils of the road will seem nothing then, Father, when we get to the end of the way. He said, and help us tonight, Lord. Forgetting those things which are in the past, let us press the mark of the high calling now. May your spirit come and manifest your son, Jesus Christ, these people. So I tried as a mortal to tell them, you being the same yesterday, today, and forever. For we asked it in Jesus' name, thy beloved son. Amen. But he said, the king could come out in his beauty, holiness, walk down along that table, take his own hands, wipe the tears from our eyes. Saying, don't cry no more. It's all over. Hallelujah. No more tears. No more crying. No more heartaches. Let's stand together. We love him this morning.
Amen.
Hallelujah. They come to their music and everything. Amen. We're going to sing maybe What a Day That Will Be. Amen. There's coming a day. Amen. I'm looking forward to that day.
Where there'll be no more tears.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you. Appreciate Brother Donnie having us while he's away. Appreciate you, church. Been a good group to preach for. Like I said, apologize for being so sick last night, but we appreciate the Lord. And sure, maybe something was said this morning, yes, last night, that helped you. Amen. Appreciate the Lord. We love you. Amen. We love you. Let's sing that, What a Day It Shall Be. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you. You may have started there, Brother Harry. Amen. Or somebody. Let's... Let's just worship him.
That shall be when my Jesus I shall see.
Hallelujah, Lord.
When I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace, when he takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land, what a day.
What a day.
first verse. Amen.
There is coming a day.
Yes.
I shall see, and I look upon His face, the one who saved me by His grace. When He takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land, what a day, glorious day, that will be.
And second verse, amen.
No sorrow there, no more burdens to bear.
Hallelujah!
No more sin.
Yes.
No pain.
Yes.
No more parting over there. I shall see, and I look upon His face, the one who saved me by His grace. When He takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land, what a day, glorious day, that will be.
As they're playing that softly, I wonder we're going to pray. Before we pray, there'd be somebody by the uplifted hand say, pray for me, Brother David. I've shed a lot of tears lately. I've been through a lot lately. I'm going through a lot now. But one of these days, I'm going to a place where there'll be no more tears shed. No more sorrow. No pain. Amen. God, see those hands. Amen. Let's just pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, you see those hands that were raised, Lord. Father, there's been many a tear shed, Lord. Father, I think about my pastor, Lord. Brother Homer, Lord. Church, Lord, there. Lord, there's been many a tear shed here lately, Lord. Lord, and hearing the reports, hearing the prayer requests, Lord. Father, this one dropping, passing away, dropping dead of a heart attack. This one, Lord. Lord, I imagine there'll be many a tear shed too because of that, Lord. Lord, there may be tears because of stress. Tears because of, Lord, a lost loved one. Tears of anxiety. Tears of different things, Lord. Tears maybe because we got a temper like your prophet spoke about when he tried to kill them. And he said he was determined to shoot them boys. God, I pray, Lord, that you'd help us this morning. The hands were lifted, Lord. Those that have shed tears, Lord. I pray, Lord, that you'd help us, Lord. Because, Lord, there's nothing wrong with shedding tears, Lord. There's nothing wrong with weeping. Nothing wrong with crying, Lord. Lord, just help us, Lord. Help us, Father. Lord, I pray, Lord, that you'd help Brother Donnie here, the pastor, church here,
everyone, Lord, not only here, our church, Lord, but Lord, your bride around the world, Lord. Because, Lord, we found out many years ago that we wasn't the only pebble on the beach. Lord, with one time we thought we were, Lord. But, Lord, we found out we wasn't, Lord. Father, thank you, Lord Jesus, that one of these days when we're sitting around that table thousands of miles long, Lord, and I can't describe it like your prophet described it, Lord. But, Lord, reminds me, Lord, Father, when we've had invitations before to a wedding reception or this or that, and we go in there, there'll be our name sitting on a table reserved for David Gadman, reserved for Laura Gadman. We go and we find our spot, Lord. We sit down. Lord, one of these days we're going to be around that table. We're going to find our spot, Lord. We're going to sit down. Pull our feet up to the table, Lord. And then, Lord, you're going to come out, Lord. Because tears will be streaming down because we made it. Yes, looking across the table, battle-scarred veterans. Yes, Lord. That's been fighting the same fight that we have, Lord. We look across the table, tears of joy will be streaming down and say, we made it. Yes. We made it. Then all of a sudden you'll come out in your beauty and your holiness. Take your hand and wipe away our tears. Say, don't cry no more. It's all over. Enter into the joys of the Lord. Father, what a day. What a glorious day that's going to be. Thank you, Father. We love you. Bless your people here. Touch each and every one that has a need this morning, Lord. Bless your people, Father. We love you and appreciate you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Before we close, can I get Brother Joel Brown to come up and sing? We're going up yonder. That'd be all right. Amen. Where are you, Brother Joel? Just come and sing that. Amen. God bless y'all. We enjoyed it. Enjoyed being here. Amen. Enjoy it every time we come here. Amen. We just love you. With the love of the Lord. Amen. God bless you.
If you want to know where I'm going, where I'm going one day soon, if anybody asks you,
I believe this,
where I'm going,
oh, where are you going,
where I'm going someday soon, tell them for me,
I'm going up yonder, I'm going up yonder, I'm going up yonder, I'm gonna be with my Lord, I'm going up yonder,
going up yonder,
I'm going up yonder. I'm going up yonder to be with my Lord.
I can take the pain, the heartache that life brings. There's comfort in knowing I'm gonna soon always
we're gonna be called.
As God gives me grace, I'm gonna run this.
Are you gonna run this race?
Until I see my Savior, until I see Him face to face. I'm going in the rapture.
I'm going in the rapture. I'm going in the rapture.
Take the pain,
The heartache that life brings makes me cry sometimes, but there's comfort. I've got comfort in knowing I'm gonna soon put on wings.
Yes, I am.
God's gonna give me grace.
Glory.
And by that grace, I'm gonna run this race. Because I've got a promise, I'm gonna see Him with my eyes.
Say it's the truth.
Amen. Did you enjoy the word of the Lord this morning? Brother David, God bless you, buddy. Praise the Lord. Amen. I told Brother David back in the office just a few minutes ago, I said, you keep coming up here and you keep preaching like that, we're going to call Brother Homer. We're going to get him to sign the papers and we're just going to adopt you. You just plan on making plans to come this way. We certainly appreciate our brother, don't we? Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you. So good to be in the house of the Lord. You're dismissed in the name of the Lord. Come back Wednesday night. We'll start all over and do it again. God bless you. Brother Harry, let's sing that little song, the chorus of it. When the reason that I'm standing stands in front of me. Let's sing that just before we leave this morning. You're dismissed if you need to go in the name of the Lord. When the reason that I'm standing stands in front of me, every battle that I fought will fade from memory.
I'll bow before His mighty throne and fall down on my knees.
When the reason that I'm standing stands in front of me. Sing that chorus again. Oh, when the reason that I'm standing stands in front of me, in every battle that I fought, it'll fade from memory.
I bow before His mighty throne and fall down on my knees.
When the reason that I'm standing stands in front of me.
I stood for the gospel when it seemed I stood alone. Through the heartaches and frustration, kept my focus on the throne. So many times I have recalled the Savior's words so true. He said, if you won't be ashamed of me, I won't be of you. So I'll proudly stand until I see the face of the one who gave everything for me.
When the reason that I'm standing stands in front of me, and every battle that I fought
It'll fade from memory.
I'll bow before His mighty throne and fall down on my knees.
It's when the reason
that I'm standing stands in front of me. We will join the millions, every kindred, tongue, and race. And every child of God that day will look upon His face. As the heroes and the martyrs who died on the pagan soil, we'll all stand together and declare, Jesus is Lord.
When the reason that I'm standing
stands in front of me,
and every battle that I fought, it'll fade from memory.
I'll bow before His mighty throne and fall down on my knees.
Oh,
and
the reason
that I'm standing stands in front of me. I'll bow before His mighty throne.
Yes, we will.
And fall down on my knees.
Well, when the reason that I'm
standing
stands in front of me. Hallelujah. God bless you. Go in the name of the Lord.
When the reason that I'm standing stands in front of me, every battle that I fought will fade from memory. I'll bow before His mighty throne and fall down on my knees. When the reason that I'm standing stands in front of me. When the reason that I'm standing